It has been on my mind very much lately, especially the last few days as we have celebrated these incredible mysteries, the life, the passion, the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now finally, his glorious resurrection. The thought that has kept returning to me is the admixture of sorrow and gladness. If we are to truly rejoice, it will never be without great difficulty, without great trial. In fact, how can we understand what good is if we have nothing to compare it with? And as we conclude the Lenten season of penance, I'm sure to all of us this is in some degree apparent. If we have suffered well, if we have really done our best to crucify our flesh, to subdue our passions, then this morning is truly a glorious morning. We have every right to rejoice. And it is in proportion. We have the right to rejoice in the same proportion that we have carried the cross faithfully. We will notice, of course, on the risen Lord, we still see the marks of his passion, those five most precious wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. Even though he is gloriously risen from the dead, perfect in every way, he chose to keep the wounds of his passion as a constant reminder to us that the cross will never be separate from the crown. But my dear friends in Christ, this is not a morbid consideration. We'll say, well, Father, it's Easter. We're talking about suffering and the cross. But no, rather, it is our greatest glory. We ought to follow the Apostle St. Paul when he says, I will glory in nothing save in the cross of Christ, my Redeemer. Because it is by the cross, it is through his death that we are saved, and it is through his glorious resurrection that he has conquered death. My dearly beloved, let us be sure that we never rejoice without our Savior. We never let our happiness be in any way apart from God who gives us joy. It is by being faithful and carrying our crosses that we will then have that greatest of joys to stand beside our mother. Remember, it was at the cross, only a few stood with the Mother of Sorrows. And only a few had the joy of seeing Christ risen from the dead. We are told through holy tradition that our Blessed Mother was the first to see Christ after his resurrection. She whose sorrow had no comparison, now it is completely transformed. Her joy has no comparison. So yes, there is that mixture of sadness and joy, and that is our lot in life. But let us be determined here below to carry our crosses and have our sights fixed on heaven. How grateful we must be to be members of the Catholic Church, to have that very ability to stand with Mary beneath the cross, and also to stand with Mary as her Son comes to her glorious and alive. Yes, let our focus be always fixed on heaven. Be faithful. Carry the cross. Keep the faith. Let us be assured of the promise given us by Almighty God. He has conquered death. If we but stay close to him, we too will see the glory of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.